The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on Inside Black and Gold. I say we, it's just me. I'm Jeff Nowak. If you haven't subscribed yet, please make sure to do that. Otherwise, let's dive in. As promised, we're getting you ready for week 9, and also getting ready for week 9 is Derek Carr, who, you know, I give him credit because he didn't come out and say like, hey guys, you miss me. But you do have to kind of look at this situation. If you're Derek Carr and you have been just relentlessly just slapped around, like, this guy sucks, get him off my team, he's holding this team back, yada yada yada, all that and this and that and more. And here's the thing, Derek Carr does not want to miss games. The last thing he wants to do is miss games. But if you're gonna miss games, man, it's got to be a nice feeling. I don't even know if nice is the word, but it's got to be kind of a satisfying feeling to know that, man, they were helpless without me. You know, because all I hear is how terrible I am and how I'm holding this team back. And then suddenly I miss 3 games. And not only do you lose, you didn't have a hope of winning. You weren't even close. It wasn't even reasonable. At halftime against the Bucks, you were like, man, maybe this will go well. No, it didn't go well. It didn't go well at all. It went about as bad as it could have possibly gone. And so, you know, he had a lot of positive things to say about Spencer Rattler. And he kind of echoed what I said, which is like, I don't think Spencer was that bad. I think Spencer played like a rookie. And the problem is, you know, you're not in a position where you can accept, hey, we're gonna play a rookie and lose all of our games. Like, you needed to win at least one of those games to feel like, hey, we're in this thing. And you didn't. But at the same time, like, in the back of Derek's head, as positive and as nice as he wants to be about it, in the back of his head, there has to be this kernel of like, yeah, now you guys get it. Because all I'll say is like, hey, if you were of the belief that he was holding this offense back and replacing him with somebody else would lead to better results, I think you saw that that's not the case, that he was actually covering up for a lot of the issues that did exist on this team. And hopefully with him back, you can start to look like a competent football team again. Because, like, here's the thing. With the games that Derek Carr was in there, there was only one that you really felt like, hey, this team didn't have a chance in. And it was against the Chiefs, the unbeaten 2-time Super Bowl champions, who make a lot of teams look like that. Either way, and even then, it was like you were down by 3 points in the fourth quarter. So it wasn't like you got blown out. Like, these last 3 games, you were nowhere near competitive enough to feel like, oh, we could have won that game if things went a certain way. Nah, they didn't. They didn't go that way at all. But either way, so we'll see. You know, one of the teams that the Saints are going to beat, I would bet my house on it, the Saints are going to beat the Panthers, but it's not going to change much. It's not going to change much in the grand scheme of anything for the Saints. But either way, getting Derek back out there will be a positive thing. It'll start to, I have to imagine, create some level of like hope within the fan base that they could at least compete in these games. But either way, you know, this is what Derek had to say about kind of the process coming back from that injury, when he started to feel like himself.
It was a lot of people taking care of me, from me, you know, because they learned last year that, especially with the injuries and things that I had, that I would play through anything. And they learned that you know, yeah, you may be able to do this, but you got to be able to do what you got to do, you know. And so our trainers, our coaching staff, Mickey, I thought they did a great job of making sure that I could get back and be ready and not have a setback. Now, it's life. Anything can happen, but we believe we're in a place where there won't be a setback, you know, because I feel good, feel confident. But there was stages. Some of the stages took longer than others. But now that we're here, it feels like it flew by, you know. But every day felt like it was, you know, 3 days. You know, I remember looking at the sheet and it was like day 14 of the injury. I was like, gosh, you know, it felt like 30. And so, you know, especially when the team is, you know, not winning and things like that, it was even harder because you just want to, even in those moments when it's the hardest, you know, when it's not going your way, that's when it hurts you the most because you want to be out there with your guys, you know, in those moments, you know, trying to rally them and, you know, encourage them and things like that. And there's only so much you can do when you're not playing, you know, and so you're not in the huddle, you're not on the field, you know, every day. So, but yeah, there was definitely stages. Ben and them would know the stages better than, right, I would, but yeah.
But not to put words in your mouth, so like that means you're not coming back at 80%, you're coming back a lot closer to 100, or?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, because this was something like, you know, if I go to rip a ball, you know, 60 yards and, you know, and it pulls, like, what's the point, you know? Like, if you do that, now again, it's football and I don't ever want to just put that stuff out there, but, you know, anything can happen. But we feel confident, I feel confident, I've shown it, you know, that I can do those things, and, you know, now it's about just how I stack days and how it feels after that.
Yeah, and I think that's interesting because, you know, he talks about, hey, they're protecting me from me. It sure sounds like, based on how he's phrasing it, how he's characterizing it, had he had a shoulder injury very similar to what he had in week 3 of last year against the Packers, that they probably would have held him out. Like, I think part of the reason they were as cautious as they were with this injury is knowing that they probably shouldn't have allowed him to play in week 4 of last season. Because it's like, yeah, he could go out there, he could play, but at what level are you having him play? Are you doing more harm than good by allowing him to go out there and play? And it's kind of interesting to, like, understand that, hey, the medical staff probably learned a lesson in that process of, like, yeah, we gotta be a little more forceful with these guys. And he was talking about how, like, you know, a couple weeks ago he started to feel better and he was like, oh, you think I can play? And the head trainer just heard him ask that question, just yelled from across the room, like, no. I'm like, all right, fine, I can't. And you know, he did talk about it's a frustrating injury because he's the type of player that wants to play through pain. But it's not a pain tolerance thing. It was kind of a functional thing. It was, hey, if you continue to rotate and torque your body in the way you need to throw the ball, you'll just make this injury worse and worse and worse. And at that point, it will be a season-ending injury. So, you know, I think the idea going in was 3 to 4 weeks. And so they kind of settled on, hey, we'll let you work back early, but we're not letting you work back that early. We're going to let you try to come back at the beginning of this window, which is the 3-week window. But we're not, you know, we weren't stretching it to 2 weeks. And he kind of said, hey, if you had asked me after last week, I would have said I could have played. And that was when he was first able to kind of throw a ball down the field, not necessarily 50, 60 yards down the field, but 10 to 20 yards down the field. And that's where you kind of work from there. Again, you know, he participated in team drills today. That was an important step because, you know, to some extent, it's not a live game, but it is a, hey, I need to be able to react. I need to be able to throw. I need to be able to kind of deal off platform and not in this non-perfect situation and deliver the ball with pace, with accuracy, and do it in a way that doesn't hurt and you're able to function. And so you're there, which means you're ready to play. And the good news and what he said, and if you believe him, he's coming back at 100%. So it's not that was the issue in week 4 of last year and week 5 of last year is, okay, you're coming back. This is clearly not a quality quarterback performance. And I think that's where a lot of the frustration crept in last year of like, you're playing, but are you the best chance to win? Like, are you playing at a level that actually makes sense to play? And I think a lot of people would argue that he was not. He definitely wasn't in that week 4 loss. And I would argue that, you know, they did play well in that week 5 game against the Patriots, but week 6, week 7, he didn't look good either. So you have to wonder exactly how much that was limiting him. And it's just interesting to hear him say that and hear the medical staff kind of was like, you know what, this time let's chill on that. You know, one other thing he mentioned was that he texted Drew Brees when he found out about the injury to get some advice, because Drew had dealt with an oblique strain or whatever you want to call it previously. And yeah, and his advice was kind of like, hey, you need to maintain your mechanics as you work back. One thing that Drew said after that injury is as he tried to work back quickly, his mechanics kind of went away. And then that just everything kind of dominoed off of that. And he just wasn't as good as he wanted to be. He was making mistakes. He was inaccurate. So that's something that he told Derek that you need to work on. But here's the thing. The Saints are on a 6-game losing streak. It's not all going to get fixed in one go. And I thought, you know, Derek was asked, like, how do you avoid kind of feeling like you have to come back and be the savior? You know, he had kind of a Joe Mazzulla type, hey, I only know one royal family or whatever. But I thought his answer generally was good and not tacky. So let's hear that whole thing.
I am no savior. There's only been one of those. And, and you know, that is not me. You know, I am here to be a great leader and to be a great teammate and to do my job to the best of my ability. And do I feel confident what I can do? Absolutely. You know, I feel confident what I can do. I feel confident in what I can bring to our team. And that's exciting, right? But you know, to save us or anything like that, that's not me. You know, I'm going to come in and do what my guys expect me to do. You know, bring energy, bring effort. You know, like I said, be a great teammate, encourage our guys, get everybody on the same page, lock in the details, hold each other accountable. Like we got 9 weeks that are promised to us, right? And you know, or 10 weeks, whatever week this is, right? And there's just a full commitment just from myself to our guys. You know, when I get back, I'm going to be a psychopath. I'm going to be crazy about the details and everything because we only get one shot at this, you know? And so, you know, I don't have any promises. I don't have anything except I'll promise great effort. I'll promise, you know, long nights and early mornings, you know, to make sure that we're at our best. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back and excited to finally, you know, be back on the practice field.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And so, yeah, we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that goes. But, you know, the other thing that, you know, I keep hearing like, hey, fire the coach, fire the coach, fire the coach. And I think one of the things that is going to save DA's job this year is that, okay, this 3-game stretch that things looked remarkably terrible. You were without your team leader. You were without the quarterback. And you looked like a team playing without a quarterback. The other thing that's going to impact this season is, have you lost the locker room? Because by all accounts, it doesn't sound like he has. And that's a factor. That's important. That's relevant to this discussion, because if as bad as things might get, as if the record can be what the record is, but as long as the locker room itself is not fracturing and falling apart, then why are you firing the coach? Like, all you're going to do by firing the coach in that scenario is invite chaos. And by that, I mean, like, one thing Derek said today, and I'm not going to play the clip, but like, He's like, he's been in locker rooms before where it's like, yeah, all you need is a few like people who are pulling the rope the wrong direction to, you know, and then a few people start listening to them and suddenly it's a mess and it's a problem and your entire culture gets fractured and it permeates beyond this season. And like you're talking about, hey, you can fire the coach, you can bring in a new regime, you can do whatever. These are still the core group of players that you need to be in the boat with, you know? And so you don't want to create a scenario where you cannot handle it. You cannot contain all of the personalities and all of the atmosphere in a way that works, right? Whether you're winning or not, you don't want to court chaos like that. And the question I have is like, oh, are we talking about last year? Are we talking about the 2023 Saints when you're referring to these bad apples? I don't know. It seems kind of relevant. But either way, so one thing that, and the last thing I'll note here, Dennis Allen, he has a monthly team meeting with the captains. And that's something that, you know, they meet regularly in terms of like, hey, check-ins and whatever. But monthly they have a dinner and they go to that dinner. And, you know, DA said, hey, you know, the returns I get from those are good. So I feel good about it. And I actually thought that Derek's answer was pretty candid in that regard. And this is what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, we met, you know, DA has the captains meet like off and on, but once a month, like for a dinner. And we had that this week. And I think he was looking for some information. I was like, and all of us to a man were like, we're good. Locker room's good. You know, Double D, myself, Cam, you know, are we, you know, did we put ourselves in a certain situations that's tough? Absolutely. We did that, you know, injuries, all that. None of it matters. We're in that position. And so, you know, where are we right now? I say we're in a pivotal place, right? We gotta win. You know, that's where we're at, but we're also in a good place mentally. You know, our locker room, the mentality, the way guys are flying around at practice, because I've been around it, man, where it goes the other way and practice just feels dull, feels dead. You try and motivate a guy, he won't do it, all that kind of stuff. I've seen it, you know, and that was not the case with our team today.
Yeah, and so, like, you know, the DA's fishing for that. He's trying to find, like, hey, are there problems? Are we having these issues within your individual rooms, right? Like, what are we getting? What is our atmosphere? Do we feel like everyone is pulling the rope in the same direction? And you may not believe Derek when he says it, but, you know, it does sound like that's still the case. And it's really more of a, okay, we need to find a way to win thing. And when you're talking about firing a coach, that's the biggest question. Is that happening? Do we believe that? And right now, I think they do. I think the GM does. We hear from Mickey Loomis every week, and he kind of gives us the same spiel. I don't know how much I believe that. But at the same time, like, if those are the answers you're getting, if those are the returns you're getting, then yeah, you're going to stick with that. And I had someone ask me yesterday, like, hey, are the Saints going to fire the coach? My answer is usually, I mean, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. But I do feel like whether you decide to move on from this coaching staff or not, the primary goal, the first goal that you're going to have is to get to the end of the season and then make whatever decision you need to make. But I don't think you're going to be jumping over a fence here to go run and hit the eject button. If you don't have to, it's going to be a last resort. And it's going to be a situation that it has to happen. Otherwise, things are going to crack. And I think right now you're looking at that as like a break glass in case of emergency. But that glass is still there. Like, that glass has not been shattered. That glass has not been cracked. Will a few more losses do that? Will a loss of the Panthers do that? Quite possibly. But I do think that getting Derek Carr back will be enough. If the Saints didn't have Derek this week, I wouldn't be sure. But I think getting Derek back will be enough to kind of push you over the hump of like, well, we're not the worst team in the NFL. That's the worst team in the NFL. But where are we exactly? Are we the second worst team in the NFL? Are we the third worst? Are we the 10th worst? I don't know. But that's an answer to that's a question to answer a week down the line. Either way, Derek's back, everybody. Rejoice and give praise. Derek has returned. He's not the savior, but he has returned. It hasn't been 3 days. It's been 3 weeks. That's all I got. Those are the only biblical references I'll give you. Either way, Saints, Panthers, Sunday, 2-6 versus 1-7. Throw out the records when these two teams meet up because, yeah, who's watching anyway? It doesn't matter. All right. This is Inside Black and Gold. I'm Jeff Nowak. We'll be right back. I want to talk about what Mickey Loomis had to say, what Dennis Allen had to say in response to the Bobby Hubbert about the Saints roster construction and whether there are actually good players on it. So with that in mind, let's hit the break. We'll come back and do that. Who dat? Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.